I'm speaking today with Nevin McDougall, who is the Senior Vice President, Crop Protection for BASF North America. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Nevin as part of our personality profile series on BASF people. And Nevin, first of all, you've been around here in this particular position for how long?
Well, I've been in the current role for just over 3 years. And prior to this, a number of roles within BASF. I joined BASF through acquisition with the American Sinomid acquisition. So really, with legacy company, I've been here with BASF between 19 and 20 years.
Wow. So now what is your background? Why did you get into this particular business?
Great question. You know, I actually grew up on a family farm in Canada and have a long history and real roots in agriculture and with farming. So from my standpoint, being involved in agriculture is very comfortable. It's very natural. I can relate with our customers and what they're trying to achieve. So for me, it just is a very good fit.
Mm-hmm. And getting on to once you went past the family farm, I mean, what did you study? What did you do in college?
I went into economics and business and actually found a real enjoyment and engagement in that area of study. From there, I went into a number of sales opportunities with a feed company and my own business for a little while, but then joined Sinomid as a salesperson. And from there, really took on a number of different responsibilities from sales, marketing, account management, sales management, and finally into larger responsibilities running our AgChem business in Canada. Moving to Asia, running our Asia-Pacific AgChem business for 4.5 years, and from Asia-Pacific to Research Triangle Park in North Carolina to get engaged with our North American business in a larger context. So for me, it's been a lot of excitement, a lot of challenge, but certainly my joy and the thrill has really been working with customers, working in markets, and trying to deliver better solutions than we have before.
It seems like you have gotten into this role at a very pivotal time for BASF, for the agriculture industry, for growers themselves. And there are all kinds of exciting things happening. And every time I see you, you have something new to talk about.
Well, that's the fun part of this role. There's always something fun to talk about. And, you know, we have new products, new services that we're offering to growers. Growers are looking for services and new products to do a better job on their own operations. And, you know, from my observation, the rate at which growers adopt new technology where it really adds value is just unbelievable. Within 2-3 years, growers are expanding new technologies to their entire farm operations because it makes them money and it makes good business sense and it's good for their farm operation and their community. So from my standpoint, when I see growers adopt new technology so quickly, it's really for a lot of really good reasons.
Now, BASF itself, the company, is more than just agriculture, and a lot of us in agriculture lose sight of that. We don't really see BASF as the chemical company, and you're involved in so many different areas. But really, how important is agriculture, the agribusiness side of BASF?
The agricultural industry for BASF is very important. If you look at the amount of research dollars that go into agriculture on an annual basis, we're talking upwards of $600 million on an annual basis. So it's a significant commitment to agriculture and innovation in agriculture. So for the company, it's a very important business. It's a key segment within our overall long-term strategy and one that we're going to continue investing in. You know, I think we're growing quickly. We're bringing new innovative products that are real blockbusters, such as Headline with Plant Health, the Kixor franchise. And, of course, we've got a lot of additional blockbusters in the pipeline as well. So I think, you know, we're growing over time. We're hopefully adding value to growers, and we're here for the long term.
Well, the other thing is, Nevin, a lot of times when we see you've been at Commodity Classic since you took on this role, and so you get to meet with a lot of growers there. You also get to meet with a lot of young people. How do you like being able to have that real on-the-ground interaction with the farmers that you're helping with the products that the company produces?
Yeah. For me, that's the real thrill of the role that I'm in, is really seeing the impact that we can make on people, whether it be growers, whether it be students. At the end of the day, it's really making impact in the field, on the ground. That's really what makes the difference, and that's what makes people remember BASF. It gives us some pride in knowing that we're contributing to agriculture and to people's lives. So for me, it's very satisfying.
And you're also a big supporter in a lot of ways of agricultural groups of the Commodity Classic itself, but also USFRA, the U.S. Farmer and Ranchers Alliance. And why is that so important to you?
Yeah. You know, support of different industry groups is of high importance. You know, if you look at the average consumer today, we're probably 3, 4, if not 5 generations away from the farm gate. And so I think in general, consumers have lost a direct touch and connection to where food is produced. So I think, you know, by investing into grassroots organizations such as USFRA or FFA, another great organization where we're really touching people on the ground at different points in their life stage, I think we can really cultivate a better appreciation for agriculture, what it means to them, and how it's contributing to society.
Thank you very much, Nevin. Great to get to know you better after just interviewing you for 3 years in a row. It's nice to know a little bit more about you. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.